The question today is baptism necessary to be saved? I'm sure the one asking this question is referring to water baptism, and I must answer that with a definite no. No, water baptism is not necessary to be saved. Water baptism is a work, and it's something you do, and salvation is of the Lord. And Ephesians 2:9 said Ephesians 2:8 said, "For by grace through faith are we saved, that not of ourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Baptism is a work. It's something you do, and it's not what's necessary to be saved. Now, people who preach that it's necessary, water baptism is necessary, they use the book of Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, and this was on the day of Pentecost when Peter was preaching the truth about real salvation, and the people were under Holy Ghost conviction. They were pricked in the heart, verse 37 says. They were dealt with about sin, righteousness, and judgment. And they asked the question, said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And Peter told them, "Repent and be baptized," verse 38, "every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And then, of course, he preached the word to them so that the Holy Ghost could work in them, that they might be saved. And then they were baptized that very day. And that's what they did at that time, water baptism. But the water baptism wasn't the essential part for being saved. You realize something, the word "for," when it says there, repent and be baptized for the remission of sin. The word "for" is a word which means because of. In other words, you need to be baptized because you've had remission of sin. Remission of sin, which means a dismissal of sin, means your sins are gone. Hid as far as the east is from the west. And that occurs at the moment salvation occurs. And therefore, then you need to be baptized with water to show forth what's transpired in you or what happened in you. Another verse that people use that believe that the baptism is essential to salvation, water baptism, they use Acts chapter 22. Verse number 16, and this is Paul giving his testimony here as he's on the steps of the Praetorium to the people. And he tells about how that he was on the street called straight for 3 days, and they're counting the cost is what it amounts to. He wasn't saved at Damascus on the road to Damascus. He was saved in Damascus on the street called straight. But because Ananias came to him, and this is what he said when Ananias came to him and said, "And now, why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord." Many people who quote that verse, they quote only part of that verse because they believe that what baptism is necessary, water baptism. So they say, and Ananias said to him, "And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins," period. But that's not what the verse said. The verse says, "calling on the name of the Lord." You see, he was not yet saved because his sins was not yet washed away. And your sins are not washed away by water, they're washed away by blood. And blood's applied when the Holy Ghost of God comes and does a work in your heart through Holy Ghost conviction, brings you to the end of yourself, and brings you to the place to where you can cry out in mercy and cry and repent of your sins and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and obey the gospel. The blood's applied at that point in time. And it's done by calling on the name of the Lord. Now, no man can call Jesus Lord but by the Holy Ghost. That 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, and we've got many people today who say all you got to do is just say the words, "Jesus saved me," and that's good enough. I'm going to tell you, if the Holy Ghost hadn't done a work, you're not saved that way. And you're not saved by water baptism, and neither was Paul. And neither did Ananias tell him that he must be saved by being baptized, wash away his sins with that. Because if water washed away your sins, I'd hate to be the old cow downstream that drunk out of the water after from where you were baptized, because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Baptism, water baptism, is not necessary for a person to be saved, but any person who has been saved will want to be baptized to show forth to others what's happened. And by the way, people who use the book of Acts to develop their doctrine, and that's where many of them get their doctrine, if they use the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, and they get their doctrine there, they establish their doctrine based on that, they're in error. Because, you see, they don't use the epistles. The epistles is where the doctrine is established, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness. That's the epistles that God breathed through Paul. And you establish your doctrine there, then you can come to the book of Acts, and you have no problem in the book of Acts understanding what thus saith the Word of God. But Acts is history, And if you take away the book of Acts from some people today that have no doctrine left, Lord help. We don't have to have anyone, no scriptures of any private interpretation. So we've got to build our doctrine, establish it in the epistles, and then we come to Acts and we're not narrow. It'll agree with the book of Acts. But if we build our doctrine, establish our doctrine in the book of Acts, you'll be in error every time. Now, go to the epistles. What does the epistle say about baptism? Well, in Romans chapter 6, verse number 3, listen to what it says in Romans 6, 3. He says, "Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death?" In other words, he said, you've got to be baptized into Jesus Christ to be saved. But that's not talking about water baptism, because the man who ministers water baptism cannot baptize you into Jesus Christ. It takes the work of the Holy Spirit. So it's not water baptism he's talking about in verse number 3 of Romans 6, but he's talking about baptism by the Spirit, with the Spirit, in the Spirit. However you want to say it, it doesn't matter. It'll agree. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 13, "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit." That's talking about Spirit baptism. In other words, we're baptized by the Spirit. Not talking about water baptism, baptized into a local church. Local church is a type of what's real. You see, the body of Christ, you're baptized into the body of Christ by work of the Holy Ghost of God. And He brings you to that place. And the word, He places you in the body of Christ by baptizing you with the Spirit. In the Spirit, by the Spirit, with the Spirit. Say it whichever way you want to. It's still the Holy Ghost of God. The Bible said, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. At the point that occurs, He takes up His abode inside and lives in you forever. Now, in the book of Acts, chapter 1, verse number 5, of course, the believers were there, and they'd already been baptized by John the Baptist, but they wasn't saved by being baptized physically. But the Bible says this in Acts chapter 1, verse number 5, as Jesus is speaking to the disciples as they was heading out, and He was about ready to ascend back into heaven 40 days after His resurrection. But He said, "For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." In other words, you're going to have to receive Spirit baptism. And they were. They were immersed, in a sense, in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God. And He took up His abode on the inside. So they were baptized with, in, or by, whichever way you'd want to say it. The prepositions matters not. It's all talking about Spirit baptism. And then 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, that's exactly what happened there on Pentecost. And so now we can go back, after we know that it's talking about Spirit baptism, we can go back to Romans chapter 6, verse number 3. And we see this in Romans 6, 3 again. Let's read that. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? That's the point that you're saved. And the moment you're saved, you're baptized with the Spirit into the body of Christ. That's a forming body that will be called out at the first resurrection, and then it's called the Church of the Firstborn. Folks, there is no universal church now at this time, but you are baptized into Christ. And the Bible says in Christ is where you're predestinated to be conformed to His image. In Christ is where you're elected. That's where you're chosen. It's in Christ. And you get in Christ by according to the foreknowledge of God, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience, obeying the gospel by repenting and believing. It's His work. Salvation is the work of the Lord, not your work. Water baptism is your work. Now, Romans says this in Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Let me read that again. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? That is Spirit baptism. Then He said, therefore, in view of the fact we've been baptized into the body of Christ and into Christ, and we've been baptized with the Spirit, in the Spirit, or by the Spirit, therefore, we're buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of His death. We shall also be in the likeness of His resurrection. So there's talking about water baptism in Romans chapter 6, verse number 4 and 5. Baptized with the Spirit, Romans 4, 3, in Christ. Now you're baptized with water to show forth what's transpired in your heart. In other words, it's only a picture. Water baptism is a picture of the gospel. You see, the gospel Paul declared unto the saints at the church at Corinth was how that Christ died for our sins, that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day. And that's what water baptism pictures. It pictures the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. It pictures His burial, His resurrection, raised to walk in newness of life. It's only a picture, though. It pictures the real. The real is where the truth's at. It's not the picture. I realized years ago I went to Nigeria, Africa. I carried a picture of my children and my wife. I stuck them on my bedpost over there as I had no contact with them whatsoever for those 2 weeks I was there. And I would take it at night and I would look at that picture. I could hug that picture. I could kiss that picture. But I want to tell you what it didn't do for me. What it did when I got home was able to kiss my wife and hug and kiss my children. I want to tell you, the real is what you need. It's who you need is the Lord Jesus Christ. You need the work of the Holy Ghost done. And whenever that happened, then you'll want to show forth to the world that you have identified with Christ in His death, in His burial, and His resurrection. And you do that by water baptism, you see. And that's what, and therefore it's not necessary for salvation. But it's a picture of the gospel, but it's also a picture of what happened to you at the point that the Holy Ghost of God worked completed conviction in you of sin, righteousness, and judgment, brought you to the end of yourself. Godly sorrow produced, in other words, repentance, worked repentance in you. And therefore, when faith was given you and repentance was granted you, you could repent and believe. You obeyed the gospel, and you want to tell now, as the Bible said, with a mouth, confessions made unto salvation. And when you confess publicly, I'm going to identify with Christ. I'm showing the world that I identified with Him in baptism, water baptism. That's only a work that we, first work we should do after. That's a confession before men that we need to do. But the real salvation comes at the point that we're baptized with the Spirit into the forming body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the question is baptism necessary to be saved? Is it necessary to receive, have water baptism ministered to you for you to be saved? The answer is a definite no. The thief on the cross, Jesus said, "The day shalt thou be with me in paradise." And as a result, that was Abraham's bosom, and paradise now is in the third heaven, and that's good enough for me. And the thief was not taken off the cross and baptized because he, water baptism I'm talking about, because of the fact he was saved. He had imputed righteousness there on the cross of Calvary. And the eunuch, of course, whenever he preached to him Jesus, he came up on water and he said, "Here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" And what did Philip say? "If thou believest with all thy heart, thou mayest." Just like Paul told the Philippian jailer who had repented of his sins and fell in and said, "What must I do to be saved?" He said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." That's where salvation comes. That's spirit baptism, and that's necessary, but water baptism is not necessary for a person to be saved. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.